It is time for us to check sports and time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
All right, well, another day, another dollar, another week gone by. How about the news about Hal Steinbrenner dying?
It happens.
Yeah, you know, they kept that. See, I guess
he was sick for a long time.
Yeah, they kept that. Yeah, it, but still, you know, because nobody knew about it, just to wake up that morning and see that that he passed away was a little jarring, but to me. But you know, it's I hate to say this, but the Yankees need someone like his father back to run them, not a consortium of family members and other business partners. They needed that one strong, dynamic individual, whether you liked them or not. So
they're probably going to get sold.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it. There's probably a lot of people that would be willing to spend the money on them because they're a franchise that makes money. So there you go. Anyways, and the other news that came out, Mike Singletary from the Bears. Remember, Mike, he has coronavirus, but he's dealing with it and looks like he's going to be A-okay.
I know a lot of people have the coronavirus, and everybody's fine.
Yeah, well, it's not the case in my family, but it happens, you know, where I think it's like 85% of the people recover with no problems at all. And it's just something that's pretty horrible that we still have to deal with for another 2 or 3 months probably. Anyways, what have you seen in the sports world that you want to talk about?
Nothing.
I know, not much.
There is no sports.
Yeah, and you see what the sports might be planning for this year, right?
What? Idea of them playing with nobody there and staying in hotels and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not never ever going to happen.
Yeah. Either they're going to cancel the seasons or they're going to be shortened seasons.
In my opinion, they'll be playing baseball by the middle of June.
All right, we'll have to see what happens there. It would be good. It would be good for the baseball players. It'd probably be good for the country, but we'll see what happens. The only thing that's good about this is that we don't have to watch those. Thousands of people line up for the NFL draft this year. They're going to have the draft, but you won't have crowds of people cheering like it was a football game.
Well, that's a bad thing. I mean, football will probably be played in the fall. If there was a sport I wish could get canceled, it'd be football.
All right. Now, first of all, how did you do with your horse racing last weekend?
I had a couple winners, but I don't. I mean, it was so long ago. I don't have the sheets anymore or nothing. But I know I had one or two winners, and that was it. But we only picked three races.
Is there anything coming up this weekend?
Yeah, we got a couple races. An idea I have is because NYRA pushed back Belmont Park because New York is ground zero for whatever reason. 60 to 65% of the cases are in New York City and the surrounding area. You got most of the cases in a 25-30 mile radius of the entire country, and nobody's looking into why. I don't understand that, but that's another story for another time. But what NYRA should do is they should start opening up Saratoga and ship the horses up there and start their meet in June and just run up there with no people in the stands until it's feasible for them to show up because they need the industry to work. And I could totally understand them not wanting to go into New York City. But if you go 250 miles north of New York City and you run under a closed audience like they're doing everywhere else, you can't have racing. So I hope NYRA comes to better sense than the people that are running New York and do the right thing and run up there starting in June. So we'll see what happens with that. But we got a couple races this weekend. I got a decent race at Gulfstream. The 10th race is another one of those optional 50 claimers. This is for three-year-olds. Draws eight in here. It's a one-turn mile. Two horses I'm looking at. One is the two-horse Blood Moon. This horse ran some decent races earlier in the meet when the meet was good. Broke his maiden in December on the front end, going away by two lengths, and then came back about 2 months later to run an overnight stake. Ran an even fourth. Was 8-1 that day, trained by Danny Gargan. Gargan claimed this horse off the maiden win. Has a couple nice works at Palm Meadows, setting himself up for tomorrow. So the two-horse Blood Moon is one of the horses I'm looking at in the 10th race. And the other one is the 8-horse Perfect Revenge. Well, they got Service, they got Navarro, but they didn't get Safi Joseph. Safi Joseph is another one of those questionable trainers, and this horse comes in off of a 2-month layoff after running in the Grade 2 Risen Star at Fairgrounds. Has a series of nice works at Gulfstream Park that sets him up nice for tomorrow. So we're looking at a 2.882 exacta in the 10th race at Gulfstream. Oaklawn, which is still running their regular meet, has two of their bigger stakes of the meet running this weekend. The 8th race tomorrow is the Count Fleet Handicap. That's a 6-furlong sprint going 6 furlongs. It's a Grade 3. Draws a big field. There's 11 horses lining up for this tomorrow, and people will know, recognize some of these names. Three horses I'm looking at. One is the 2 Flagstaff, trained by John Sadler. Last time they had racing in California, which was early March, this horse rattled off a nice win in the San Carlos, a Grade 2 going 7 furlongs. Prior to that, ran second in the Palos Verdes, another Grade 2 going 6 furlongs out in California. Has been working very well in California and ships into Oaklawn for this race. Has never been over the track, but this horse is going to be a top horse tomorrow. The 9-horse, Whitmore, this is a 7-year-old. This horse has raced 33 times and hit the board 26 with 13 wins. He's won just under $3 million, so this is a horse definitely going to be reckoned with. At the end of last year and pretty much all of last year, it looked like Whitmore lost the step at 7, but then he came back to his favorite track, Oaklawn, this spring and has looked very dominating again. So Whitmore is a horse to play here, but my top pick's going to be the 4, Bobby's Wicked One. This horse is a 6-furlong freak, 8 starts with 5 wins and 2 seconds, except for running on the poly track. And one race on the poly track, on the turf, and a bad race at Churchill Downs when this horse had 2 bad starts. This horse has won 5 out of his last 6 races. So this horse, all he has to do is get out of the gate and look out. He's training very well for this race at Oaklawn, and I think he is definitely the horse to beat. So a 2.49 exacta box with the 4 Bobby's Wicked One to win. And then they have the Grade 1 Apple Blossom is the 10th race of the day. And this lines up 14 horses for the race. So a real competitive field here. There's enough of speed in here to keep everybody honest. So I'm going to look for mid-packs and closers. 2 closers I'm looking at that are going to sit a little close, I think, are the ones Ollie's Candy. This horse is 3-for-3 at the distance with 2 wins. Another John Sadler that transfers in from California. This horse has been running nothing but Grade 1s and Grade 2s for the last year, and almost 2 years, and this horse will give a good account of himself tomorrow at 12-1 with Rosario from the rail. Another horse been running very well is the 13 Lady Apple. As long as it doesn't come up wet, and it's not supposed to tomorrow, I think this horse is a must-use for Asmussen at a 13-hole. But my top pick is the 5, Point of Honor. All 3 of these horses are double digits. George Reaver brings this horse in, 1 off the layoff from Tampa. This horse ran in the Gulfstream Park Oaks, the Black-Eyed Susan, the Coaching Club Oaks, and the Alabama, and has a win in 3 seconds out of all those races. So 10-1 on this horse is really, really crazy, in my opinion. Weaver's good off the layoff. He's good second off the layoff. And he pointed definitely for this race off of that 7-furlong prep in the beginning of March down at Tampa Bay. So the 5, Point of Honor, is my top pick with the 1, Ollie's Candy, and the 13, Lady Apple, to round out what could be some pretty good-paying exactas. So that's some racing for the weekend. thank God for horse racing. It's what? The only thing on TV that's not reruns or calamity.
Well, you'll be able to see the first four PGA tournaments beginning in June without fans, as long as the local towns and cities that are hosting them allow it. And that would be in
Why
Texas.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, just in case there was a spike in – well, because the players have to come in and stay someplace. So let's just say because the Travelers Championship is on. It's going to be held June 22nd and 28th. Let's just say all of a sudden there was a spike in coronavirus people where the hotels that they stay in. So they just want to keep the players safe. But it looks like...
Well, where are these tournaments located?
Okay, the first one is in the Colonial Club in Fort Worth. The second one is in Hilton
Head.
Texas? Yep.
No problem there.
The Heritage in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
No problem there. My friend lives in South Carolina. He plays golf every day.
Yeah. And the Travelers Championship in Hartford at River Highlands.
That's the only one that might not come off.
Yeah. So.
And the only problem with the tournaments are these guys eating. Are there places where they're going to be able to eat?
That's exactly what I was talking about. It's the golfers coming in and they're in the community. They're not going to be able to go out into the community like if they come to Hartford like they normally would have and gone to other events and stuff like that. They'll have to stay pretty well confined to where the course is and obviously a well taken care of area. So,
and there'll be some hefty betting if those guys play, huh? Golf will never get so much action as they would get those 3 weekends.
That's exactly right. When you got no competition, it's amazing what people will bet on.
Oh yeah.
All right, Mike. Stay safe and stay okay, and we'll speak to you next week.
You got it, guys. Have a good week.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.